Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 409, recorded on the 7th of January, 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iOS or Android app. Support us at Tech Webcast at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob, and myself, Daryl, and our very special guest is Kevin Carpenter.
Hi, this is Paul Carey from Kerrico. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at kerrico.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
Good afternoon, Brad, in 2017.
Good afternoon, Daryl Hunt. Happy New Year's.
And to you too, and to Jacob and our guests, and to everybody listening on Tech Webcast. Happy 2017.
2017, mate. Welcome back to the show, Daryl.
Yeah, thanks. We've had a bit of a break. We've all had a bit of a break between Christmas and New Year. Yeah, it's good to get back into things. It was nice to have a break and chill for a few days between Christmas and New Year and all the rest of it, but it's good to get back into the land of podcasting, although summer's finally hit here and it's very hot, and I'm sure in Melbourne where you are it's equally hot or maybe even hotter, so it's summer has arrived, a little bit late, but it's arrived.
That's correct, mate, that summer is here, and let's go to Kevin first. I usually go to Jacob, but let's go to Kevin first as a first-time thing on the podcast. Kevin, welcome to the podcast, mate.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen. Happy New Year to you all as well.
Happy New Year to you, to Kevin. How's your week been, mate?
It's been good. Now, here in the States, we're in the wintertime, so it's been pretty cold over here. So, we're having to get used to that.
And you do a YouTube channel called Still Spinning.
Yes, that's right. I've been doing that channel since July. Just kind of a channel to show off record collection and, kind of partner up with other vinyl community people out there and, spread the love.
That's it, mate. That's it. Spread the word, and people can check out your channel on YouTube. And you're doing a giveaway as well, mate.
Yeah. I've come across some pretty good albums, seven to be exact, some Pink Floyd and some Beck albums and a Gary Clark Jr. album, and I've decided to go ahead and give them away. The first giveaway is going to be tomorrow. I think I'm going to start with Dark Side of the Moon. It's a sealed brand new record, and I'll put all the details up on the video I post.
Sweet, man. And you ship that worldwide?
I'm going to pick at least one person worldwide. If I draw somebody that's out of the States, I will ship that at least to one person worldwide to give at least one person an opportunity.
How many people can win the seven records? If it's one person, can they win a second record or just one?
No, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to just do one winner per album. So if somebody's won an album before, they're not going to qualify for a second.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's good, man. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I'm going to enter. I hope I win. I love your videos, Kevin. They've done really well, mate.
Well, I appreciate it, and again, I'll be posting the details. It'll probably include some sort of tie-in to Twitter.
Yep.
I'm really excited. I think it's gonna be fun. It'll be interesting to see who gets what and, you know, to see how everybody likes it.
Yeah, definitely. Jacob Jones, happy 2017, mate. Good to have you back on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I had a fun one.
We did indeed. Anything interesting happening during the week and over the new year or Christmas or anything like that?
Nothing really, just same old, same old.
I am. Awesome. So, Daryl, we, Jacob and I went to PBSFM on Thursday. I think it was Jacob, was it Thursday?
Yes.
You want to mention who we hang out with? Wednesday. I can't remember what day it was. Wednesday or Thursday?
Yes, I remember I remember seeing the post on Facebook, and I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I'll definitely have a listen if it's still available to listen to, if they've got it on their website or anything like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's always on catch-up every day.
Good.
So, Peter, I can't remember your surname. Peter, what was your surname, Jacob? Peter?
Merritt, I don't know.
Peter Merritt, yeah. He does a show called... it's a jazz sort of show and that sort of music he plays.
Excellent. So you were both the guests on that particular show.
No, we weren't really a guest. We just want to go in there and see how he does the show and that.
So you actually were visiting and you saw how he actually ran the show and everything. So
yeah,
cool. It always gives you ideas on podcasting when you get to see how other people. Yeah, you know, I know some of those have got like a studio setups, but I mean it's good you get tips when you can sort of watch other people.
Yep definitely. So Jake, how did you like the tour of the studio?
Oh, I loved it to pieces.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, mate.
Oh yeah, because yeah, that's one expensive room he has.
Oh, it's a very big setup. And what he was telling me, they did a lot of work, and I think he was the original person that actually built the studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. We used to have a commercial radio station in town here. It used to broadcast during the winter months because of Mount Buller. It was Sun FM, and they took over one of the buildings in the main street, and they made it, you know, soundproof the room and did the whole thing. And I can remember watching, you know, as the workers were building, and it was long before I got in like tech webcasting, but I was intrigued at how they sort of, you know, soundproofed the room, and then they put all the audio gear in, and it sort of was a bit mind-boggling, the stuff they had. But I can imagine, yeah, when you went to that studio, it would have been sort of, you would have been drooling thinking, look at all that lovely technology.
Yeah, no, very cool, very interesting how you did it and stuff and that sort of stuff. Kevin, what about you, mate? Have you done much radio work before?
No, I've not done any radio work. There's a few stations in town that I've gone to. We have a small university here that does a radio show, and they got a really nice setup considering, and they broadcast just random music. It's kind of a neat idea because they'll let you, whoever's hosting it, pick whatever they're gonna play. I mean, just depending, whatever genre, anything. So that's really the only touch I've ever had with, you know, touring a station or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Because, you know, PBSFM here in Melbourne, anyone can listen to it, you know, anyone around the world. He could get so many listeners from America and that, them sort of places, and it's unbelievable. You know, it's just fantastic, you know.
It's the power of the internet, being able radio stations can now stream.
Yeah, it's quite. I mean, technology is just amazing with how you can have access to just about anything like that. It's quite amazing.
Mm. I'm trying to think of something here. It's called the Malk Shop. It's like plays blues and jazz and that sort of music, and from, you know, way back, you know, very old music, Daryl.
I'll have to listen to that. I like jazz and blues, and particularly the old. I mean, because jazz is still written today, but I like the old jazz of the 20s and 30s. You know, 1920s and 30s. Too. So yeah, I'll have to put that on my list of of things to listen to, because I listened to a few podcasts over the Christmas break, different podcasts. I just had them on my Casts app on my phone, and I sort of caught up. And yeah, there's just so many, you know, there's so many good podcasts and stuff out there. It's amazing. Once you just start digging around, you can find anything on the topic that interests you.
Yep. It's called the Malt Shop Hop.
Malt Shop Hop. Sounds like a bluesy, jazzy number or something from the way back. Yeah. I will definitely look that one up.
I'll put a link in the show notes so people can check it out and have listened to previous shows that he's done.
Yep.
And, check it out. Daryl, do you want to mention anything else before we go to Kevin?
Oh, no. I was just mentioning that it's... that there's plenty of good podcasts out there. So I was relaxing during this, you know, Christmas break and just had my phone and my headset in, and so it's for those people, you know, new to listening to podcasts, you don't have to be sitting in front of a computer keyboard and a computer screen or anything like that to listen to a podcast. You can listen to it via your mobile phone. You can plug in a set of headsets if you don't want to distract anyone else. And I listened to a couple. One was a British podcast that was on sort of British history, and there's some good, and even radio programs, like you were saying, the ABC. If you're an ABC radio listener here, there's lots of their programs that are run in the mornings that you might be at work and you can't listen to them. They put them out as a podcast. They package them up as a podcast later. So lots of really good podcasts out there.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Jacob? Would you mention anything else before we go to the guest?
Let's just go straight to the guest. We got a lot of vinyl talk.
Vinyl, I love vinyl. You love vinyl, Jacob. Daryl loves vinyl. Kevin loves vinyl. Kevin, welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, thanks again. Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Good, mate. Tell us about your channel and tell us from the beginning how it all happened.
Well, I've been collecting vinyl for about 10 years, just, you know, slowly building my collection. And about, I don't know, 5 years ago, I just started getting this idea to, you know, I just was always excited about it and I always wanted to get people into it and as excited about it as I am. So about 5 years ago, I was trying to figure out a way to do that online. And I initially had started a blog, and my initial venture onto online was to collect the 500 greatest albums of all time by Rolling Stone, the list that they have, the magazine. And so I started literally with number one, and if I didn't have the album, you know, I would go in and get the album and log and put a blog post about where I found it and, you know, it's a little bit of history about it. But I'm not, you know, the best writer in the world, and as far as just expressing what I want to express on the paper, and I just kind of felt myself getting bored with that. So what ended up happening is I kind of got away from it, and then I got back into blogging about 2 years ago, and again, just kind of a failed attempt. I didn't really feel passionate about it. But this year, when I purchased the Meshuggah box set, which is a metal band, I believe they're out of Finland. They had announced a release, a box set in the summertime. I think it was 1,000 worldwide, and they were putting about 550 out in the United States. So I thought, okay, a lot of people are going to get this, and this would be kind of fun to put on YouTube. So I did that, and I got quite a good response out of it. That's my official first video on my Still Spinning channel. So I kind of just started, you know, going from there. And I was like, okay, well, I've got some other box sets that I could show off. So I did my Bob Dylan mono recordings box set. And again, I started just kind of, you know, it just started kind of growing from there, and I was having fun with it. I was enjoying it. So I just started one by one, like, you know, putting out videos of either something I purchased or something that was already in my collection, and people seem to like it, so I just keep doing it.
Awesome, man. Any questions, Daryl?
Yeah, I was thinking about, you were saying that, you know, you were blogging at the beginning and then found that, you know, that was difficult and to keep it up. Do you think that with something like YouTube that sometimes it's much easier to be able to, you know, talk into a camera and get across what you want rather than rolling up your sleeves and, you know, trying to type out a blog post with the same information?
Yeah, I think so, Daryl. I think that I think what my whole goal for this is to simplify. I'm not sure how it is on your side of the world, but there's a lot of places like record stores here that can come across kind of arrogant. Like you can walk in there and people will turn their nose up at you if you like a pop music or mainstream music. And you know, I don't like that. I think people have every right to listen to whatever they want. And so what I was trying to express is, A, you can like vinyl and it can be simple. It doesn't have to be this complicated, you know, math equation. And I always find these gentlemen that are just always trying to find this perfect record and this perfect sound. And it doesn't have to be that complicated. So I think that for me, putting a video and opening an album and letting people look at what's inside of it and realize, okay, this is way more, there's more to music than just downloading something on iTunes and listening to it. And I think that visually you can see what vinyl has to offer physically. And I think people are starting to get more interested now. You're starting to see vinyl sales go up, and I think that's a big part.
That's interesting because I sort of remember back to, I'm old enough to remember the heyday of, I guess the heyday of vinyl before the CD and that came out. And what you were saying about the snob value existed even then. I mean, people would be looking at sound systems, and it got to the stage where, you know, you couldn't tell the difference unless you had some sort of electronic equipment that actually, you know, gave you the how many megahertz this was doing and all that. And it was really strange because people suddenly became aficionados of the technology rather than actually just buying something that made their LPs sound good. So it seems like even with the rebirth of vinyl that there's still that sort of, in some quarters, there's still that sort of snob value that you've got to have the greatest sound system ever, and if you haven't got that, then you're not with it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And even more so nowadays, it seems as if the record industry, or I can't say the industry, but the record labels, certain ones where, well, they'll put out these releases and they're just these grand, you know, they'll put all this stuff in it and they're charging you an arm and a leg for a record. And that's kind of one thing I'm trying to get out there to people who may be getting new into vinyl, is don't always pay an arm and a leg for something. You can probably go down to, you know, if it's a classic album, you know, let's just throw out a name, Van Halen 1984. You know, don't go pay in the U.S. $30 for a reissued Van Halen 1984 when you could probably go down to a used record store or a used bookstore and find it for $4. And probably sounds better, too, because it was recorded back in 1984. It's just simple things like that, you know, that's one thing I'm trying to get out there to the, especially the new collectors. Don't fall for all the bells and whistles. Just go buy it for the music.
And I think it's a matter of being aware and doing your homework and that, because it's like any collecting. I mean, whether you collect stamps or coins or anything, there are people who will rip you off if they can. And just because something is expensive doesn't mean either it's rare or it's worth the money. I mean, you've really got to be, you know, just do your homework and be knowledgeable, become knowledgeable. And that's what I guess where your YouTube channel, you can help the new newbie to vinyl to at least stop being ripped off.
Right, right. And I've almost kind of adapted, or at least personally, almost like I'm trying to make it like a video Discogs. I'm not sure if everybody's familiar with Discogs, but it's like an online. Yeah, it's like a directory, you know, and they've done a fantastic job of archiving just about any and every album you can imagine. And for me, putting it into a video where people can see, like, okay, well, if I order this online, what's going to be inside of it? What is it going to look like? You know, what kind of stuff comes with it? What kind of pictures come with it? So that's a real in-depth look into maybe doing an unboxing or just even a show and tell. I've really tried to let people see every angle of the album so they can get a feel of, you know, what it is they're buying, and is that something they want to invest their money into?
Yes, I guess there's different.
I agree.
There's different reasons, isn't there? Like Brad buys albums, I'm sure Jacob buys albums because they love the music. And you probably do the same, but there are some people out there who may want to buy them because they think they're a good investment, you know, and in 10 years' time they'll try and, you know, sell it for double, triple the price. So I guess there's different reasons for people buying vinyl.
I actually buy CDs, Daryl, too.
Yep, and CDs.
Because I actually mentioned to Kevin this the other day, you know, I find it cheaper to buy a CD than buying it on vinyl because it's cheaper for me.
Yep.
Because depending on what I'm after, and you can't get it on vinyl, you're going to get it on CD, you know what I mean? But, you know, the powder thing, the CD, Double Allergic, I can't get that on vinyl because it's not out yet, but I only got it on CD because it was, you know, cheaper.
Yep.
But, yeah, what about you, Jacob? You into vinyl, mate, or CDs at the moment, or what?
CDs. I have a suggestion that for everyone that might have a good hankering for music.
Yeah, what?
An artist from Finland, Porpoklani.
Never heard of it.
Cool. Yeah. So that's your tip of the week.
Yeah, it's folk music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you
anyway,
might.
So Kevin, what is the plan for your YouTube channel, mate?
Well, the goal is for me. I think outside of the giveaway I'm doing, 2016 was very, very heavy in new releases of albums I was really interested in getting. So it felt like, especially in after September, it was just like unboxing video after unboxing video. And that was because I'd pre-ordered so many albums, and it just seemed like they all showed up at the end of the year. Now that 2017's come in, I've got a few out there that are pre-ordered, but I think I'm really going to focus on doing individual videos of my collection, like I said, in depth. You know, open them up, let people see what's in them. And I think that's really where I want to head with that. So that it again, it's almost like a video version of Discogs. If somebody's looking at, well, what's, for instance, the giveaway, what's coming in these new Pink Floyd releases? Well, they can go to my channel and they can look at it, and I'll show them everything as I can without giving them the download code to the card. Yeah,
definitely, man. Hey, what about the equipment you use? What are speakers and amp? What sort of speakers do you use, an amp and the amplifier and stuff?
For my audio setup?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a, and I don't have the model here. I've got a Yamaha receiver. I believe it was the 2001 model.
Okay.
And it was like my old home theater amplifier, and it's lasted this long. It's probably about 16 years old, and it sounds great. I have a pair of JBL speakers. I run them through. I use a Technics SLD3 turntable with a Shure cartridge. I believe it's. I'd have to look up the specific cartridge model, but. I wouldn't say the low end model of the Shure, but it's a very affordable and great sounding a cartridge and stylus, and it's I feel like it's a really well-balanced and very affordable cartridge, and I really don't have any reason to ever change unless I just see something that's comparable. I run it through a phono preamp. That is, it's a TC750 model professional moving magnet preamp. It costed me about $50 US, and I honestly felt like I could tell a major difference from the kind of cheap phono preamp I had initially purchased, and so I'm real happy with that as well.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Anything else you want to mention, Kevin, about your channel and stuff?
No, I mean, I think I've covered just about everything. Again, if I'm starting a giveaway tomorrow, and yep. It's gonna be a 7-part giveaway. So I think I'm gonna do it probably once a week. I'll do an album once a week. So, you know, go do a search for Still Spinning 3 YouTube channel, or you can follow me on Twitter at Still Spinning 3, and I'll have all the details there, and get your name in the hat.
Hey mate, what about what's your favorite vinyl YouTube channel at the moment? You like watching?
I have quite a few. There's quite a few out there. You know,
Do you know Craig Moore?
Yeah. No, I follow him. Mm. I'm pulling up the list here because I'd say probably once a week. I may add two or three different channels for specifically for like vinyl community people. One thing too that I've really been impressed with lately is when I'm doing searches for vinyl community, I'm finding a lot of younger people. I mean, like still in high school, you know, that are you know, getting into vinyl, and it's just amazing to me. Like I love seeing that there's so many new fans, but I follow there's Jay Party. Baraka P Dub, he's great. He does a very, very he's real big on you know, who masters the albums, and he does a really good in-depth comparisons for like Mobile Fidelity. James Griffith, I think he's called the Vinyl Professor. I like his channel. There's a good one called Cool Cat Jazz. He had some really good pointers for some kind of quick fixes for some things I came across that he was actually able to help me fix. For instance, I purchased an album one time and it kind of skipped in one spot, and he had this method where he used a pencil eraser, and believe it or not, it worked. He just did this pencil eraser and cleaned it off, and it got rid of the skip. So I thought that was amazing.
That's awesome. So where can they get hold of you on? Where can they get hold of you, Kevin? If they want to ask you any more questions, mate.
Again, Twitter at Still Spinning 3, Instagram same thing at Still Spinning 3, and you can reach me at any time at those handles.
Sweet, mate. Good to have you on the podcast, Kevin. You're a legend, mate. Love your videos and the giveaways. Love the giveaways too. Can't wait to.
Well, I appreciate. I appreciate inviting me to the podcast today. Thank you very much.
No problem. Come back on any time if you're more than welcome. Daryl Hunt, what about you? What's your final view of the show before you
go? It's great. It's great to great to hear another view on vinyl, and the fact that, I was interested at the end there when Kevin was saying about how many young people, like high school people in it, and how putting YouTube channels up. And so it's not just, it's not just, if you like, the old people looking back at the past and playing vinyl again. It's a whole generation that were born after, vinyl had disappeared and have only known, CDs maybe and streaming music. So it's nice to sort of see people go back and say, oh, that's what was around, 40.
Because it's all coming back, mate. Like CDs, cassettes are coming back. I can't believe the cassettes are coming back.
I'm a bit too. I think with cassettes, I was actually, in one way, I was glad to see when cassettes died, because they could be such an annoyance when you had to almost record, copy them onto a blank tape. If you had a favorite cassette that you played over and over again because you loved the track, you almost had to create a blank recording of it because you'd end up playing it too many times and you'd end up finding the tape spooled around the spoolers in the tape player and knotted and broken because you just wore the tape out. And that's when CDs come around. It was like, oh, my God, I can just put a CD in and I can play it forever and it's not going to wear. But, yeah, I'm amazed that tapes are coming back. I mean, gosh.
I actually bought a Sony Walkman last year and worked fantastic.
Yeah, I saw when you posted pictures of it and I sort of thought to myself, I never, ever expected to see that side of stuff come back. I thought I could imagine vinyl coming back, but I never ever thought that tapes would come back. I thought they would would die.
When are you going to get into vinyl, Daryl?
Oh, I don't know yet. I have to sort of get. I'm enjoying listening to the conversations about vinyl and the different, and it sort of gives me a bit of a blast from the past, thinking back to, as I said on another episode of the podcast, thinking about playing records with mates when I was in high school and we'd sort of sit there and discuss whose album was better and why this particular version was better and whether the live album was better than the studio recorded album, and having arguments and debates and all that sort of stuff. I guess I will some stage get back into it, but I am interested in it as a concept because I'm just interested in the fact that it's come from, it died out basically and it's, yeah, it's returned. A lot of those things, when the new technologies come out, it's very rare that old technologies sort of make a re-emergence. They're usually just in museums or old people who have always kept their record player and never given it up. But so I'm very interested in the fact that vinyl has made this sort of resurgence, and I'll be interested to see how far it continues to, whether it goes further and further and further, or whether it stays as the size stays the way it is.
All right, good stuff, mate.
Well, one thing I am seeing too is artists are really starting to embrace vinyl. You've seen like Pearl Jam and Nine Inch Nails, yep, really getting out there now and starting to put their albums out again and take the time to remaster them for vinyl. So that's a very big plus for that.
Is that also too because it's now much easier to create vinyl, whereas in the day, a record label wouldn't look at even pressing an album unless it could be assured it was going to get X amount of thousands of sales. Is it now that the technology means that the pressing technology means that artists can now say, hey, we can afford to press a smaller amount and still make a profit?
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it. Now, I almost wonder, and this would be something I'd like to research, is how much does artists get more in their pocket from vinyl or from digital sales?
I would think, without, and I have no evidence, I would think vinyl, because I think the streaming services, the one reason why they're so cheap is the fact that they pay a lot of artists, next to nothing per play, and unless you're a big player like a Taylor Swift or someone that's made a lot of money outside of it, and she was the one that was arguing fiercely against someone like Apple there going back about how they were going to launch their service and they weren't going to pay anybody for several months, and she said, hold on, you can't do that to particularly the up and coming artists, so they've got to make some money out of it.
Do you use streaming services, Kevin?
Oh, absolutely. I use Google Play. We actually have a subscription, and I like using that to, I like it for the fact that I can, it's portable, and obviously that's amazing, and you can take it anywhere. Yeah. But it allows me to, preview an album, per se, and I can listen to something, and then if I like it, I'll go buy the vinyl record. And if I don't like it, I don't, and it's a nice option for me. But I would say, 80% of my music listening comes from vinyl now.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Darryl, where can they get hold of you, mate? Let's ask you more questions.
They can get hold of me on Twitter at Learnscape. And I'm still on the Google Pluses. I actually worked out the whole Christmas New Year period. I don't think I posted anything on Google Plus, so I did look at it a little bit. But so I'm still on Google Plus. You can find me, just search for Darryl Hunt on Google Plus.
Right. Awesome, mate. You get me on Twitter, Brad. I was on a Tech Webcast. What about you, Jacob? We can get hold of you, mate.
At JazzBite32669
onesie. Awesome, man. Good to have you on the show, Kevin.
Thank you again. I appreciate it. We had a good time.
Good stuff. See you next week, Darryl and Jake.
See you all next week.
Good show. Good first episode. Was it short or was it long?
Oh, I think it was probably about average.
Yes, I agree. Good chatting with you, Kevin, about vinyl. And if you're free to come on anytime, let us know, mate.
I appreciate that. And Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
You too, mate. Happy New Year. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha, stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah. Tech, tech, tech. Tech Webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer.